I've had the pleasure of knowing our next guest for probably 14, 15 years. How would I describe her? How about I let her family do so?
Gullible.
OCD.
Dynamite.
Fun.
Pale.
So I'm here with the most enjoyable, one of the most hard-driven young ladies that I've gotten to know over the last 14 years, Hannah Wickman. Hannah, welcome to the show.
Thank you for having me. It's a pleasure.
It's a pleasure. Hannah, I want to ask you right out of the gate, how would you attribute your success in life?
My success in life. Wow. Honestly, I think a lot of it has been a result of my parents and the way that they've raised me. You know, my dad, he's a very hard worker.
Yes, he is.
He has always pushed me to be the best that I can be. And between him and my stepmom, I feel like they've always just had high expectations, but ones that I could meet. And so because of that, I've always been hardworking and just always strive to make them impressed with my work.
So you didn't question me about whether you think you are successful when I asked you that question, did you?
No.
You just assumed you're successful.
Yeah.
You rolled with it.
Oh, yeah.
I love the confidence.
Thanks.
Okay. So we were out on a hike today. And on the trail, I said, hey, what do you like to do? And you said,
I like to work.
I like to work. Okay, so for the benefit of our listeners, what is your day job really?
I'm a full-time college student.
Full-time college student. All right, you're in your second year?
Yes.
Yes. All right. So most parents that I know, ladies and gentlemen, when they say their kids are in college, they say their job is get the degree and get her done, right?
Yeah, that's fair.
Yeah. Okay. So, but like so many college students, we work.
We work a lot.
We work a lot. Outside of classes, we're saying, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay. So you've got a part-time job?
I have two part-time jobs,
oh,
actually.
Oh, two. I didn't know about the second. Okay. All right.
Yeah.
So tell me about the second one that I didn't know about.
Okay. On the weekends and some like weeknights, I work at the Dow Event Center for the Saginaw Spirit Hockey Club.
Okay. We're in the state of Michigan, United States, for you global listeners, because some of you are out there. I've picked up. So thank you. Thank you. But, we are in the U.S., Michigan, the little hand, thumb, mitten. She's talking about maybe, you know, upper right corner of the, or lower mid right side of the palm for those of you facing with the thumb to the right. Continue.
Yeah, so I've been working there since their previous hockey season, and I sell merchandise. It's really easy, really laid back, but it's fun. Gives me something to do on the weekends.
Okay, all right. And your other job, your second job?
I am a business process intern with a local insurance underwriting agency.
Okay, plain English.
I do a bunch of random jobs with an insurance agency.
Like clean the toilet?
No, thankfully not. They have at least a decent level of respect for me. So. I do lots of, computer work.
Okay.
Mainly.
So your major in college, I want to come back to the computer work. Your major in college is?
Supply chain management.
Supply chain management. All right. So you'd be banging on a computer and working with software and help make sure materials don't run out for companies and all that good stuff. So at the insurance underwriter, what are you really doing on the computer?
I think a big portion would be I'm handling lots of different odd tasks for our clients in terms of whenever we have renewal policies, especially for our commercial lines clients, I work really closely with our commercial lines agents and making sure that when a renewal policy comes in, that all the information is correct. I'm making sure it's getting mailed out or emailed to them, making sure that there aren't any mistakes. And also anytime we get new business, any new clients or we lose a client for whatever reason, just organizing information to make sure that we kind of see what the inflow and outflow of customers is.
So are you working for a branch that's serving, that's selling what, like life and auto insurance to customers? Or are you working for the company, the big corporate?
I'm working at like the, I guess, corporate level. We have four locations throughout the Tri-City area.
Okay.
And we do life, auto, home, commercial, all that.
So I've got to admit, insurance doesn't have the most exciting reputation as a business industry. And you said earlier, like, I like it. So,
yeah.
So help me out here.
I would say one of the biggest reasons that I find it enjoyable is the people that I work with, especially being I'm the youngest employee there.
Okay.
And other than one other intern, every single person there is at least 10 years older than me. And so to be able to fit in with a crowd of people who, you know, kind of have their lives together, they're in their career and I'm still in college. I'm really supported and encouraged by them. And I kind of just feel at home. They're kind of like a little family to me.
Okay. Do they mess with you because you're the young gun?
Oh yeah. All the nicknames and the,
such as,
Hannah Montana, the intern. They joke about
the
how
intern.
They joke about how I joke with them that I'm going to be their CEO one day, that I'm going to take over the company. So they joke about how I'm the future CEO and I'm the boss of the place. And you know,
all right. Could be worse nicknames.
It's true. Yeah, it could be.
It could be. All right. Okay. So what other things have you learned in this insurance underwriting job?
I've learned a lot about insurance and it's still pretty boring at face value. I've had to sit through some like 4-hour long seminars.
Do they talk about in an insurance seminar?
We had one a couple months ago on errors and omissions. So basically, don't make any mistakes when you write an insurance policy or else you could go to court. And it was just 4 hours of how to not make mistakes when you write a policy.
Got it.
So.
And you are writing policies?
No. I'm not exact. Well, I see why they had me there because I do handle some of the client information. Especially when I'm mailing it out, it's important that they get to the right client, but I don't write any policies. So most of the time I was sitting there like, this doesn't really apply, but you know, I'm going to get through it.
Okay. Just kind of absorbing the stuff around the office. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
That's smart to know.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. What else do you like about the insurance industry?
I think ultimately it's been a really good experience for me to see what it's like to work in the business world in an office setting, because my only other previous work experience was working at a restaurant in high school with a bunch of high schoolers.
Food service. Awesome.
So bad.
So bad.
They paid me and that was why I was there. But it's been really good for me to just learn anything from like office etiquette to what it's like to report to a manager or multiple managers and bosses. And, I think just being able to develop relationships with people who are older than me, because that's going to be important when I start my career as a young adult. So I think it's just been good for me, just a maturity lesson, ultimately.
It is invaluable.
Mm-hmm.
I had similar college experiences and it paid off in huge, huge ways after I graduated. Mm-hmm. My only food service story is I had to work at a restaurant during our hometown festival and it got really busy and I was in the kitchen and we needed silverware and the manager said, don't worry about washing them, just make sure the food's off and get them back into the serving tray. That was my last day.
Oh no.
Yeah, just needed the silverware, no soap, no sponge, just get the food off.
That's not okay.
No, it's not okay. Okay, so anything you have found that would make you change your major to supreme empire of insurance delivery?
Honestly, I don't think it's really made me question my major. It's definitely solidified the fact that I want to work within the business realm of things, that I really enjoy working in an office, and that's the kind of place where I can see myself every day. I guess it has offered up the potential of, you know, if I get out after college, and I just absolutely hate supply chain management. I have connections in the insurance business world.
Yeah.
And that's been really good. And overall, just knowing that I have those connections for any sort of job in the future.
So let's go there for a minute. Okay. Connections. So a lot of people talk about, oh, I've got a network. Mm-hmm. So how are you filing that away when you're working with these folks? So what do you view as connections, and why is it important to you right now?
Well, just recently I had a conversation with my main manager that I report to about how I'm probably going to be leaving this job in the spring so I can get a supply chain internship for the summer. And she was obviously telling me, you know, we're sad to hear that we might be losing you. We'd love for you to stay, but she told me straight up, she was like, I would love to support you in any way and get you connected with people that I know who could find you the internships you need. And I guess it was a good feeling to know that my own employer was willing to lose me when she knew that there were better opportunities.
Yeah.
And I've kind of gotten that same vibe from other people in the office of, you know, we want to support you on your journey through your career. And so I think it's just been a series of just like having those conversations at work that kind of lead to getting to know people better.
Yep.
And that was something that my dad has always taught me is super important, is making those connections and getting my LinkedIn profile up.
Get the LinkedIn profile up. Yes. The LinkedIn.
I've been working on that.
Yep. I was at work the day you hit me. I'm like, oh, she's growing up.
Got the LinkedIn profile.
I'm now getting my kids as friends for LinkedIn connections, ladies and gentlemen. So yikes. Ugh, you're probably about the fifth or sixth. Not yuck, but just like yuck, like my aging here. In any case, I'm not that old, but whatever. Okay. Last question for you.
Okay.
How would you describe yourself in one word?
One word.
One word. It's going to go out globally. This episode will be heard by people in Southeast Asia, Western Europe, America.
Of course, America. Okay. I would have to say,
if there was a billboard.
A billboard.
Sitting over your house.
For Hannah Wickman.
For Hannah Wickman. And the big neon arrow is pointed down at the rooftop of your house or your dorm room.
Honestly, I would have to go with driven or driven. Some word along that line.
Okay.
Yeah.
Any other synonyms for driven you'd prefer to have on the billboard?
Dedicated.
Dedicated.
Right. And focused.
DDF.
Yes.
Driven, dedicated, focus. And mm-hmm. Which one of those three do you end with?
Probably driven. That's the one. Okay. Yeah.
And how would you suspect your family describes you with one word?
Wow.
What would your little brother say?
My little brother.
One word.
Weird.
Weird.
Without a doubt.
All right. Are you projecting on him? Is that what that was? Or
I mean, it's like a mutual relationship where we both know we're weird and we kind of acknowledge it on a regular basis.
And your little sister, what one word would she use to describe you?
Man. I mean, my initial instinct is I'm her best friend. Aww, so
that's cute.
But weird might fall into it. We all call each other weird in my family.
Okay.
We call ourselves the Weird Wickmans. That's kind of like a little, I don't know if I'm allowed to tell people that. It might be a
Disney or Pixar movie, the Weird Wickmans.
Yeah, that's like a little term that we've coined for our family.
All right. So. And your dad, how would he describe you? One word.
I'd like to think that he would say something along the lines of being like dedicated or hardworking.
Okay.
That's been something that I've really tried to establish for him, to kind of make him aware of the fact that like I have plans and goals, and he's so successful and he's done so much with his life, and I follow in his footsteps in that sense.
That's good. You've got a good role model there.
I do.
And your stepmom, last but not least. Oh no, you've got your brother. So okay, we got two more. Stepmother, one word. What would she say?
I think hers would probably be something more people focused. So probably like outgoing or I can't think of an exact term, but it would have to fall. She would probably be more focused on the way I do relationships with people and community.
Okay.
And James.
James the brother. What would James say about Sister Hannah here?
I think that in the same sense of my relationship with my dad, I think he would put me in the category of being focused on what I want to do and probably a little bit stubborn. He's probably seen that a lot in me too. When I want something, like, I'm going to get it. So, okay.
By the way, ladies and gentlemen, as we were done with our hike today, as we traveled in the car and Hannah has had to suffer with the weird Millers, she whispered, thinking she wasn't heard.
Oh, no.
And she said, "Get me out of this car." And I turned around. I said, "Get me out of this car."
I didn't know they could hear me.
Yes. I can't blame her. So on that note, Hannah Wickman, sophomore in college.
Yes.
Insurance, underwriting, intern extraordinaire.
Yeah, I like that title.
Merchandise by fly-by-night, seller of all goods at Dow Performing Arts Center. Anything else we should know about you that makes you driven, dedicated, or focused?
Oh,
she exhaled. That's a big, heavy sigh.
I mean, there's a lot going on with college. There's been so much. I declared a minor, which was exciting. Finance.
Right. So, more business stuff.
Yeah. It was mostly because I realized I'm short on credits and I wouldn't be able to graduate without more classes, which I did realize today. I still have 9 more credits. So I might declare another minor. Who knows?
All right. Just load up.
But yeah, I definitely, college is a huge priority. Like, I really am there to get a degree because I want to have a good career in the future. So I take my classes pretty seriously for the most part. There's some that, you know, just getting through.
I know. Sometimes you just got to grin and not bear it, or bear it to the best.
Exactly.
All right. Hannah Wickman, ladies and gentlemen, been my best episode with anyone under the age of 19 or under.
Yeah, there we go.
Right.
Yes.
Yeah, so, you know, I set a nice niche category there for you.
I like it. I appreciate it.
Anytime. You know, I'm here for you.
Thank you.
You made the trip to us in North Carolina, so, you know, it's reciprocal. Okay. You've had another episode of Beyond My Day Job, and Hannah Wickman, our guest. This is Lonnie Miller. Peace out.
Dynamite.